Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This guy's a rocket man. A human cannonball. We've seen those before.
Yeah, we have. Had him in the studio.
Well, we had the human cannonball. She was a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband was Bomb Man. He would blow Bomb himself man. Up with dynamite. And I thought.
Yeah.
How do those two find each other?
Right?
I mean, I guess it's not.
Probably at a conference.
They run in the same circles.
Yeah probably. They go to the same types of tea parties.
Now, I always looked at those things and, you know, people watch and they're like, well, you kind of watch because what if something goes wrong? And I'm like, nothing ever goes wrong on that. It's so precise. And then we were in the pits when her husband was blowing himself up with dynamite in the box. She was worried as hell. And I'm like, how do you do this 200 nights a year? And then she got on in the cannon that she drove around the country in and got shot out and broke her wrist when she landed in the net. I'm like, well, I have learned a lot tonight that this is not so easy peasy.
Yeah. And with that danger, is it also so worth it to be so poor?
It didn't seem like it. It didn't seem like a glorious life.
Because they said they basically made enough money to drive to the next place.
By the way, so she came into the studio, and she was quite well endowed up top, and she was wearing a top that enhanced and showed a lot of cleavage.
Yeah.
And our friend Mickey Graham, who worked with the local minor league baseball team, had brought her in as like the publicity guy. And when they were leaving, the radio show was on, and Mickey knew the show, especially then. And so he reached to turn it down when we came back from the commercial break. And
when they were in the car?
Yes, after they were leaving. No. And she said, hey, leave it up. I want to know what they're going to say about me. And then she heard a bunch of pigs talking about how big her Hooters were.
Oh, no.
And then we went and saw her that night. And she was really funny and making us look like idiots. And I appreciated the way she handled that.
Yep. The best part of it was, though, knowing how uncomfortable it made Mickey.
Oh, yeah. I bet he was sputtering all over the place. Like that, traditional sputter.
That really was
like
our favorite
sputter.
Pastime for about a decade was making the minor league baseball promoter uncomfortable.
Yeah, because remember that time you pushed that 100-year-old lady down on the first pitch of the season?
Oh, Sophie fell.
So we'd play that every time he came in. He's like, he didn't push her, by the way. She just fell.
No.
Because 100-year-olds,
he didn't
really
stop her from falling
for delivering a fastball on the outside corner.
Somebody fell.
There it is. Classic. Did she die right there on the mound? I don't remember, but my brain says it.
No,
did.
But she's.
Somebody fell.
We don't know that. It's only been like 18 years.
Oh no, I think we do. I think her family contacted us.
Yeah, no, of course she's
like that for the anniversary.
Anyway, this guy's a rocket man. And he's not super well endowed, nor is he good at accounting for the wind, apparently.
Chachi Valencia has had one very eventful.
Of course
eventful.
His name is Chachi Valencia. Like, what else would it be?
Chachi Valencia has had one very eventful week. His home is near Seven Points, Texas, in Henderson County, where he makes a living shooting himself out of a cannon. He's Chachi the Rocket Man Valencia.
I know the mistake that we made, and it was.
The mistake happened Sunday at the Riverside County Fair in Indio, California. He admits maybe he misjudged a left to right wind.
Yeah, prove it.
So when I got shot, the wind completely caught me.
Oh, no, we caught it right on the corner of the net, and it made him do a pinwheel out onto the concrete.
That was an amazing fall.
I mean, I'm laughing because his body looked hilarious when he was tumbling, but I'm sure it was really bad, and I'm glad he's not dead. But
bodies bouncing provide a funny visual.
Because we know he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, he's talking and he's, you know, alert and he's normal, but good God.
He hit the edge of the net, tumbled to the pavement, got knocked out cold, and woke up in an ambulance 20 minutes later.
A broken wrist, a few broken ribs, and I have a bleeding liver.
Chachi is
Other
recovering.
Than that, it's a great show.
I mean, he's lucky, though, that he didn't break his neck. You know, fall sure. like that.
Chachi is recovering at a relative's home near San Diego.
Because he's homeless.
A GoFundMe account now bears his name and a picture of him flying through the air. Because it might be months before he can go flying again.
God, that it's is not, terrible.
Not like, you know, I can just stop this tomorrow and get some other job or something. I don't know. I probably could, but.
Okay.
You could.
Yeah.
I mean, you just said that you couldn't and then immediately said, well, I mean, yeah. I could.
Yeah. People change jobs all the time. So you said you could definitely go from Rocket Man to, yeah. I don't know, something else.
What you're saying is you might not have a lot of prior experience at those other jobs.
Also, it sounds like you could still do it, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have someone chuck you down the chute, pack your wad, and then fly.
Make the net wider.
I mean, get a bigger net, man.
Yeah, get a bigger net. And, I mean, really, all you got to do is be launched out as a big body of muscle and fat.
Could you hire someone else to do it? I mean, go take it on the road for a bit.
Like,
you
feel like,
why aren't you doing it anymore? Well, my liver's bleeding from my last trip through the sky.
I want to do this, though. It looks like a lot of fun.
Do you?
Flying through, being shot out of a cannon, fly through the air. Hell yeah.
Okay.
It's finally your chance to step up, Rocket Boy. You've been a rocket novice all these years.
Doesn't Rocket Man have an understudy?
Yeah, Rocket Boy.
Like, you'd think.
Why don't we reach out to him and say, hey, our guy Steve, who's learning to be a pilot, this is little steps. He wants to fly a little at a time. And then we'll send you on the road. Annette's not going to have a problem with her husband and father of her two children going on the road to be a human cannonball at 43 years old, is he?
It was meant to be. You're married to Annette.
I just need a different kind to catch me. I would totally do this. If they told me that there was a safe way to do it.
Well, there is. He's nailed it every other time, mostly.
Maybe do it indoors where there's no wind.
That'd be a good help.
Maybe do it into a lake.
Yeah. You think that's how they practice?
That's how I would do it.
That's what you want, is a net that's going to try to drown you after you land in it.
Well, it's fine. I mean, you know, people get launched off all different things into the water.
That never works out poorly.
You know?
You know, this is what I do.
And after 25 years and hundreds of flights, he says he will continue to do this once he does recover. Although next time it's too windy, he might have to make his audience wait.
You know, so excited to see you get shot out of a cannon, you know. It's hard. It's hard to say no. In the future, I just need to be a little bit more, you know, be a little bit more firm.
So that the Rocket Man can safely return to the sky. In Dallas, I'm Kevin Reese.
Just missed.
Oh, no. Chachi fell.
I mean, there's got to be like 40 people that were watching. It's not even in the grandstand. It's like,
no, it's next to the burger cart
at the fair. Yeah, like, man, I guess I'll watch this while I wait for them to fix their soft serve ice cream machine.
Yeah, that fair had too much concrete everywhere.
Right?
It's supposed to be more grass.
Oh, Chachi fell.
Yeah. Oh, Chachi fell.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.